A World Cycling Alliance is officially being launched today at the Velocity Global Cycling Conference being held in Adelaide this week. Alice Blackwood went along.
Dare to dream. I genuinely believe in the transformation of cities. And we are seeing cities transform every day, every week, every month.
Adelaide City Lord Mayor Stephen Yarwood has a strong vision for a sustainable, vibrant place to live and work, which has been on show this week as the city hosts Velocity Global, an international cycling conference. But building cycle-friendly cities can be a bumpy ride, and conference speaker Bojan Bjorkman-Shiswell sees lots of room for improvement in Australia.
We have a long way to go in our decision makers really getting their head around a vision for the future of Australia. In Europe, have amazing visionary kind of concepts around their city's plan. In Berlin, they're really committed. They've got a plan. They've realised that when you want people to use bicycles, your distance has to be shorter. You can't have this mass transit all into the city and then out again. So they're actually not only just interested in, let's put some lanes down. They're like, let's redesign the way we actually think about our city. We're going to split it into 12 areas, like 12 economic hubs they're talking about. Australia doesn't seem to have any of that, except in pockets, like here in Adelaide. You know, the mayor, Stephen Yarwood, has, you can see, actually really has a powerful vision for something.
One thing that springs to mind with Australia, we're obviously quite large distances and car dependent because of that. Do you think that means that bicycles have a different role to play to cities in Europe?
Look, we keep saying that. It's actually not true. We are not car dependent because of distance. Because if that was the case, we'd be bicycle dependent because the average trip is 5 kilometres. That hasn't changed. So actually, we're not car dependent because of distance, and it's just kind of an excuse.
Manfred Neuen, president of the European Cyclists Federation, has been leading discussions about the powerful role cycling can play in planning our cities.
How can we unleash the incredible potentials of cycling, the impact which is not only about good transport solutions, it's mainly about health, it's about the impact for the environment. A lot of different social impacts. People meet in public space if they are cycling. They pay attention for each other. That's absolutely a different culture that we have in car-centered cities. Always, you can say, more people cycling more often makes more quality of life for all the people in a city.
And I'm not sure if it's the same case in Europe, but in Australia there's sort of this paradigm that it's cyclists versus drivers. How do you think we can move past that sort of conflict way of seeing things?
The conflict you have, or let's say the two parties, this is absolutely not normal. For most of the people are both in one. They are car drivers and they are cyclists. And if they would really like both, then it must be a complementary rules and regulations to give absolutely a balance in public space for both. We need to provide public space for all in a good, excellent way with the infrastructure we need, and then all we will enjoy that. That's absolutely easy. Yeah, and then the conflicts will be part of the past.
Mr. Neuen is excited to see that cities around the world are deciding to invest in cycling.
And I can tell you there's a global competition. Who will be faster? Who will develop this? Because of the mayors? No, for their own cities, for their own citizens. We have to increase the quality of life in our cities. And the investments in cycling are the best in the cost-benefit relationship. And this is also something you can see after a bike ride and in the cycling-friendly cities, that after the bike ride, people are smiling.
Bojan Bjorkman-Shiswell agrees that there are many reasons to encourage more people to ride.
Getting onto bicycles is actually an economic imperative. You know, people keep saying it's environmental imperative. Yeah, sure, obvious, right? It's actually an economic imperative. Beijing City Council, they actually can't fit any more cars in the surface area of Beijing. So they very quickly transition from bicycles to cars, and they're very desperately quickly going back to bicycles. So I'm just really clear that it is all excuses, because the people without the excuses can overcome anything.